Pocket Bitcoin leak ties 291 customers to their Bitcoin wallets. Pocket Bitcoin, a Swiss non-custodial Bitcoin service, disclosed that compliance records for 291 customers were copied and exposed, matching real identities to public Bitcoin addresses and on-chain transaction activity. The company detailed the incident in a security notice, and CryptoSlate reported the expanded scope on September 2, 2026. No funds moved, and no private keys were touched. What leaked was the link between a name and a wallet, which, for a Bitcoin user, can be the more permanent loss. The records, not the coins. Pocket Bitcoin never holds customer private keys. That design protected balances here exactly as intended. In the company's words, spending requires a valid signature made with the corresponding private key, so the leaked data gave an attacker no path to move Bitcoin. The exposed material came from support correspondence with partner banks. Affected customers had varying combinations of fields copied, names, postal addresses, the public Bitcoin addresses used for their purchases, identity document copies, source of funds records, and payment amounts. Most people did not have every category exposed. The through line that matters is the pairing of a legal identity with a specific address on a public chain. Pocket first disclosed the issue on August 21st and issued an updated wider scope notice on August 31st. It says it has finished its forensic review, closed the vulnerability, and notified each of the 291 customers about their individual exposure. The company reported the incident to Switzerland's Federal Data Protection and Information Commissioner and filed a police report, adding there is no indication that the copied information had been misused. A public ledger cuts both ways. Bitcoin's transparency is a feature until a name gets attached. Once an address is tied to a person, anyone with the leaked record can walk that address backward and forward through the chain. Past purchases, current balance, counterparties, and rough net worth. That data does not expire and the blockchain does not forget. A password can be rotated. A confirmed link between this person and this address holding XBTC cannot. The immediate risks are phishing and physical security. An attacker who knows a customer's name, home address, and approximate Bitcoin holdings has everything needed for a targeted extortion attempt, or a so-called wrench attack. This is the same threat pattern that has followed other exchange and hardware wallet data leaks, where the stolen asset was contact and balance information rather than crypto itself. The compliance privacy squeeze, the breach lands on a structural tension in regulated crypto. Know your customer rules and source of funds checks require services to collect and store exactly the identity data that, if leaked, de-anonymizes users on a permanent public ledger. A self-custody service can keep your keys out of reach and still be forced to hold a file that maps you to your coins. Pocket Bitcoin did the custody part right and was undone by the paperwork sitting beside it. For anyone spending Bitcoin through cards, apps, or bank-linked services, the lesson is that custody model and data exposure are separate questions. Choosing a card you can spend from your own wallet removes counterparty risk to your balance, the FTX and Wirecard style of loss, where a provider's insolvency freezes funds. It does not remove the KYC records a licensed provider must keep, and those records are their own attack surface. The practical defenses are old and unglamorous. Fresh receiving addresses per transaction, coin control habits that avoid clustering, and treating any service's stored identity file as a liability you cannot fully control. Practical takeaways for affected users. Customers who receive a notice from Pocket should assume their name to address link is now durable, even with no evidence of misuse yet. Moving funds to a new wallet with no history breaks the chain going forward, though it does not erase the exposed past activity. Heightened caution on phishing is warranted, since attackers now have enough to craft convincing personalized messages. Anyone whose home address was in the leak should weigh the physical security angle, not just the digital one. For the wider market, the incident is a reminder that not your keys is only half of self-sovereignty. The other half is who holds the record of your keys and how well they guard it. Bitcoin traded at roughly $77,217 as of September 2, 2026, down about 1.4% on the day. So this was a quiet news day for price. The privacy story is the one worth reading.